This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa tawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Amma ba'd. وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أكفارها. Today's khutbah inshallah will be a transition between two themes. Right? Over the past few weeks we spoke about the importance of deep thinking and reflection, and inshallah now that it's the month of Shaaban, over the next few weeks we'll do a series of khutbahs on preparing for the month of Ramadan. And today's topic kind of bridges those two. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَدَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, as a guidance for mankind. And this is in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 185. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And today's topic will tie these two themes together. The theme of preparing for Ramadan, preparing for the month of the Quran, with the theme of deep reflection and deep thinking. Specifically today, we want to focus on the concept of thinking deeply about the Quran, known as Tadabbur Quran. Right? The term Tadabbur Quran. To reflect deeply on the Quran, which we mentioned very briefly both last week and the week before. Right? There is a verse that we mentioned last week and the week before, and that is in Surah Sa'd, chapter 38, verse 29. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكًا لِيَتَدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرُوا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That it is a book that we reveal to you that is blessed, so that you may think deeply about its verses, and so that the intelligent may take a reminder. So this verse, we spoke about it last week and the week before, that the Quran was revealed so that we think deeply about it. And what we're going to do today, we're going to go a bit deeper into this concept. This word, tadabbur, to reflect deeply on the Quran, is actually mentioned in the Quran four times. It is mentioned in the Quran four times. And every time tadabbur is mentioned in the Quran, they are one of two common themes. The first theme is that tadabbur should increase your conviction in the Quran itself. Tadabbur should increase your conviction that the Quran is from Allah. The deeper you think about the Quran, the more you are convinced that this is from your Lord. Right? And the second theme is that tadabbur should cause you to unlock a deeper understanding of the Quran. Tadabbur should cause you to engage your heart and your mind and to go deeper into the Quran. And so let's look at the four verses in the Quran where Allah mentioned this word tadabbur. The first is in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse 82. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Do they not reflect deeply on the Quran? وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it had been from anyone besides Allah, you would have found many mistakes in it. In this verse, Allah is challenging people to think deeply about the Quran and to look for mistakes in it. This is a challenge from Allah. If you don't believe this book is from Allah, look for a fault in it. Find a mistake in it. Because human writings are flawed. The Quran was revealed over a 23-year period across two cities, across many different phases of the Prophet's life. If it had been from anyone besides Allah, even the Prophet wasallam, there would have been mistakes in it. Why? Because human beings are incapable of perfection. Only Allah is capable of perfection. And so Allah challenges people who have doubts about the Quran's miraculous nature to reflect deeply on the Quran and to look for a fault. And he says, you will not find one. You will not find any faults in the Quran. This is ijaz al-Quran. This is the miraculous nature of the Quran. There is nothing in it that you can point to and say, this is faulty. This doesn't make any sense. Everything in it is either clear or it has an explanation. The second time that the tadabbur is mentioned in the Quran is a very similar wording, but this time the first verse was addressed at the disbelievers, right? The first verse was addressed at the disbelievers, telling them that reflecting deeply on the Quran should convince you it's from Allah. The second verse with a similar wording is addressed to the munafiqun, to the hypocrites, to those who pretend to be Muslims, where Allah says that their inability to reflect deeply on the Quran is a sign of nifaq. The inability, or not even trying to, not even wanting to reflect in the Quran, is a sign of nifaq, a sign of hypocrisy. Why? Because if you believe the Quran is from Allah, you will want to understand it. You will want to reflect on it. You will want to spend time with it. You will want to read it. The fact that somebody doesn't want to do these things is a sign of hypocrisy. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, verse 24, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْبَالُهَا. Do they not reflect deeply on the Quran, or are their hearts locked up? Do they not reflect deeply on the Quran, or are their hearts locked up? This, if you read the passage, Surah Muhammad, in the Surah addressing the munafiqun, the hypocrites of Medina, people who pretended to believe in Islam so they could destroy it from within. And Allah describes many of the qualities of the hypocrites in the Surah. And one of those qualities is, they don't reflect on the Quran because their hearts are locked up. There is evil within them that prevents them from being able to understand the Quran. And so this means, if one of the signs of the hypocrite is that they cannot understand the Quran deeply, then one of the signs of the true believer is that you want to understand the Quran deeply, and you make time to understand the Quran deeply, and you want to connect with the Quran. The third verse is the one that we already covered, where Allah says, it is a book that we reveal, which is blessed, so that you may reflect on its ayat, لِيَتَدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرُوا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and so intelligent people may benefit. In this verse, Allah links directly the purpose of the Quran to tadabbur. Allah sent the Quran down so you can think about it. It's not just meant to be read, it's meant to be reflected over. And Allah says only the intelligent will get this. Only the intelligent will truly be able to understand the Quran deeply. The final place, is that there are four verses where Allah mentions the word tadabbur. The fourth mention of the word tadabbur is in Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 6-8. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرُوا الْقَوْلَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Again addressing the disbelievers, Allah says, do they not reflect deeply on his word, on the saying? Do they not reflect deeply on the word? The word meaning the Quran. Do they not reflect deeply on the word? Or have their have they brought something that has not been brought to their forefathers? Meaning, do they not reflect deeply on the Quran, or do they have something better than it? Right? So Allah is addressing a disbeliever saying, reflect on the Quran. You will find there is nothing that you have in terms of religious scriptures that can come anywhere close to it. So what we find in all of these verses is that the tadabbur is linked to faith. Reflecting deeply on the Quran is linked to faith. The disbelievers are told that if they reflect deeply on the Quran, it will convince them it is from God. And the hypocrites are told that their inability to reflect deeply on the Quran is a sign of hypocrisy. And we are told that only the truly intelligent will be able to reflect deeply on the Quran. So what is tadabbur? And how do we do it? Tadabbur means that you take the time to contemplate and to reflect and to think about the Quran. It's something, for example, if you are reciting a surah and you come across a verse that you find intriguing or interesting, it hits your heart. You take a step back and you think about that verse over and over again, trying to understand it on a deeper level. This is tadabbur. This was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin Abdullah ibn Abbas, he would stay overnight at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to observe how he would pray tahajjud. And from the narrations of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed tahajjud, Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates that sometimes he would recite the same verse in his salah over and over again, thinking about its meaning. Thinking, what does this verse mean? How does it affect me? What is the deeper understanding of this verse? Meaning, it is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite the same verse over and over and over again as we try to understand it deeper. And this has been narrated by his cousin Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. We see amongst the Sahaba, there were those who understood the Quran on a deeper level than others, because they would take time to do tadabbur, to reflect deeply. I want to share with you an interesting example where there's a surah that we all know the basic tafsir of. But three of the Sahaba had a deeper understanding of the surah. And that is Surah Nasr. What is Surah Nasr? The last full surah to be revealed. In Surah Nasr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the victory of Allah, when the help of Allah and the victory comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see large groups of people accepting Islam, accepting the way of Allah. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Glorify and praise your Lord and seek His forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ التَّوَّابًا. He is the one who accepts repentance. The basic tafsir of the surah we all can understand. The Muslims had conquered Makkah and the tribes were accepting Islam in large numbers, and it is a celebration of that. But when this surah was revealed, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began to cry because he understood the surah on a deeper level. Why did he cry? I'll come to that in a bit later. Another interesting story that shows two other Sahaba that had the same understanding of the surah as Abu Bakr. Abdullah ibn Abbas, we go back to Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas is a very fascinating Sahabi. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away, Abdullah ibn Abbas is only 13 years old. But 3 years later, when Umar ibn al-Khattab is the Khalifa, he has a council of elders, the Badriyun, the people of Badr. But in this council of elders, there's one teenager, Abdullah ibn Abbas, one 16-year-old sitting there with all these elders. So it is narrated in Sahih Bukhari that Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates, he says, Umar radiallahu anhu used to make me sit with the elders from Badr. And some of them felt uncomfortable with this. And they would say, why is this kid here? He's the same age as our children. Right? So Umar radiallahu anhu had a council of elders that he would take advice from. But he also had a 16-year-old who he was taking advice from. And the elders were getting irritated, like, this is the old people are sitting here giving advice to the king, to the Khalifa. And you've got the 16-year-old, sitting with us. What's he doing here? Right? So they asked. And Umar radiallahu anhu said that he has knowledge that you don't have. So one day Umar radiallahu anhu decided to showcase this knowledge to that gathering. He called the elders together and he asked them, what is the interpretation of إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ? And some of them said, Allah is telling the Prophet to praise Allah because of the victory in Makkah, because he has conquered Arabia. Others chose to keep quiet. Then he turns to the 16-year-old, Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he asks him, is the interpretation correct? And Abdullah ibn Abbas says, no. Can you imagine that? You've got the council of elders, and they're giving the interpretation of إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and the 16-year-old says, no. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, so what does this verse mean? What does this surah mean? Abdullah ibn Abbas gives the same explanation that Abu Bakr gives in the other hadith. He says, this surah means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to pass away soon. This is a deeper understanding of the Quran. How does this surah mean that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to pass away soon? How does Abu Bakr understand that immediately and start crying when the surah was revealed? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the help of Allah and the victory comes, meaning what? Your mission is over. Mission accomplished. There's no need for you to be in the dunya anymore. You can go to Jannah now. You don't need to be there. Your mission is done. The victory has come. Islam has won. Islam is spreading. رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Islam is spreading. Your mission is complete. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So, increase in your worship of Allah and seek His forgiveness. Why? When do you start increasing in your istighfar? When it's time to pass away. When you're preparing to leave for the next world. So those who understood the surah on a deeper level, and Umar ibn Khattab, after Abdullah ibn Abbas explained it, Umar ibn Khattab said, this is exactly what I understood from the surah. So both of these narrations are in Sahih Bukhari. And what it shows is that they were amongst the Sahaba, those who understood the Quran on a deeper level than others. For in some ways it was because of knowledge, in some ways it's because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that Abdullah ibn Abbas has a deep understanding of the Quran, but also their own ability to take the time and reflect deeply on the Quran was a factor in this as well. So that means it is something that we should aspire towards. Now obviously, none of us are going to understand the Quran on the same level that the Sahaba did. Right? We are not Abu Bakr or Umar. But we can at least understand it deeper than we understand it today.
at least connect with it better than we already have.
So we should all make time to sit with the Quran and to recite its verses and to think about its verses and to try and see how does this verse affect my life? How does it apply to my life? How can it make me a better person? This is the tadabbur. When you try to find a personal connection between you and a verse, so that verse can inspire you to be a better person. But there are some limitations to tadabbur. And I just want to mention three mistakes that we make when we do tadabbur. Number one, do not allow your own bias to lead to you interpreting the Quran how you want. Some of us, we want the Quran to say something. So we try to find a way to say, oh, I think this verse means that. Or my interpretation of this verse is that. Right? And so what you're doing is, you want the Quran to say what you want it to say. This is not the right approach to the Quran. The right approach to the Quran is to be open to what Allah is saying, even if it goes against what you want to hear. Because we don't know everything. Allah is the one who knows everything. Number two, your personal reflection should never contradict the orthodox tafsir of the Quran. You should always build upon it. If your personal reflection on a verse is leading you to an understanding of the Quran that is completely different from this ummah, from that which was known to the early Muslims, then you are going in a dangerous direction. Rather, you should learn the tafsir of the Quran as it was, you know, narrated by the early Muslims, and your reflection should build upon that. It should not contradict that. Number three, tadabbur does not allow you to formulate new beliefs or new understanding of the laws. It's not about your beliefs and understanding of the laws. That we take from that which is clear in the Quran and the Hadith. Tadabbur is about how do I take this verse and apply it to my life? How do I understand this verse deeper in a way that makes me a better person? Right? If you are not trained in fiqh, don't try to derive fiqh from the Quran. If you are not trained in aqidah, don't try to derive aqidah from the Quran. Take your fiqh and aqidah from the books that have been compiled by the authentic scholars, and do not try and interpret the verses in ways that suit you or that you think are better. So these are the limitations of the tadabbur, and this is something that is important, that when we are engaging in this practice, that we also know our limits as human beings, that none of us, our minds are perfect, none of us, our knowledge is perfect. The tadabbur is not about getting the Quran to say what you want, but the tadabbur is about understanding what Allah wants and finding a way to connect your heart with that. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد وإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. So I share with you very quickly 7 tips on how to do tadabbur. But before I do that, a very quick reminder that the month of Sha'ban has begun, which means we are just less than 30 days away from the month of Ramadan. So we need to prepare our hearts for the month of Ramadan, and it is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to start fasting in Sha'ban as a way of preparing your body and mind for Ramadan. So this is the month of training before the month of obligation. So let us treat it as the month of training, and let us increase in our ibadah during the month of Sha'ban. So going back to our topic of tadabbur, there are 7 things you should do if you want to understand the Quran on a deeper level. Number one is to purify your intention. When you go into tafsir or into the tadabbur, go in with the purest intention possible. I want to understand the word of Allah so I can live by the word of Allah. Right? That this is all for Allah. You should have the clearest of intentions. With the purification of the intention, number two, comes the purification of the soul. You must remove filth from your soul. In order for the light of the Quran to penetrate the soul, you have to remove the evil from it. So tazkiyatun nafs, the purification of the soul, is necessary to unlock deeper understandings of the Quran. The more righteous you are, the deeper your understanding of the Quran will be. Number three, choose a time and place where no one is going to disturb you. Maybe after Salatul Fajr, maybe at the time of the Hajj. Whatever it is, you choose a time where no one and nothing is going to disturb you, and you sit with the Quran. So make sure you choose the right time. Number four, whatever verse you are going to reflect on, make sure you first study the tafsir of that verse. Make sure you first study the tafsir of that verse. How did the early Muslims understand it? How is it correctly interpreted? And build your tadabbur upon that. Number five, remember to respect the Quran. The Quran is Kitabullah. And so we should never lose sight that this is the holiest of holy books. And so we should treat it with the utmost respect. While doing your tadabbur, make sure that you are reflecting on the Quran with the spirit that this is the holiest of books. And you are engaging with that which is holy. And so you will treat it in a way that is of most utmost respect. Number six is that you engage directly with the Quran. You talk to the Quran. One of the miracles of the Quran is that when you recite the Quran and you reflect on its meanings, it often feels like Allah is talking to you directly about your life and your problems. And when you do tadabbur, it becomes a conversation between your soul and the Quran. And so you may be thinking about a certain topic and the next verse addresses it. And you may be thinking about a certain problem and the next verse addresses it. And so you engage in a conversation internally with the Quran. This is part of the art of the tadabbur. And finally, when you are analyzing a verse of the Quran and reflecting on it deeply, look at it from multiple angles. Analyze it in light of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Analyze it in the light of the understanding of the Sahaba. Analyze it in light of the rest of the surah that is contained within. Analyze it in light of other verses in the Quran that address the same topic. So you get a holistic picture of what that verse is saying, and you're not just taking one verse and you're just building your whole understanding around it. So tadabbur is something that it is a gift from Allah, that the more righteous you get and the more time you spend with the Quran, the deeper your understanding of the Quran becomes. But it's something you have to make time for. And with the month of Ramadan being around the corner, the month of the Quran, let us all make time starting now to increase in our understanding and connection with the Quran. To such an extent that the Quran becomes the light of our hearts and the guide of our actions and the book that shapes our beliefs. And that everything we do is built upon the Quran. But to do that, you need a deep connection with the Quran. And to gain a deep connection with the Quran, you need to regularly practice on reflecting on the Quran. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the correct understanding of the Quran, to make us from those of whom the Quran is the light of our heart and the guidance of our action and the light of our souls. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ